Gene Getz has learned along the way that there is great power in prayer. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. And Gene shares what we can all learn about prayer from the central figure in the book of Nehemiah.
For example, in Nehemiah, the first principle has to do with intense prayer, because Nehemiah engaged in intense prayer because of the walls being broken down in Jerusalem. And he wanted to help resolve the problem. It says he went into intense prayer. He prayed almost day and night. He fasted. And basically the principle there is that when we face a crisis that's beyond our control, we need to really intensify our prayer, just like Nehemiah did. Well, think about that principle. Would that principle be applicable, let's say, in the rainforest in a Brazilian jungle, where you have a group of Christians that lost their homes or their church in a monsoon? Well, absolutely. God says when we face crises, we should pray intently.
And no matter what situation you might be facing, intense prayer is always a powerful opportunity to make your requests known to God.
What about after 9/11? What about if your loved one has cancer? These are moments where we are encouraged to engage in intense prayer. So when I came up with that idea from Nehemiah, I also looked in the New Testament, because every Old Testament principle I'd verify with the New Testament, because these principles have to unfold the whole total biblical story and have to be in harmony with the total biblical story.
Yes, just like Nehemiah, there will be times in your life when you need to practice intense prayer. Do you want to learn more about growing in your prayer life? Go to cru.org.